Vayitern Shasrin Daf Yud Gimel, picking it up on the very top line, continuing with Agadata, and ideas with quite esoteric, intense ideas, which halavai one day we should be zocha to fully understand. Vamer v'achaber Yaakov, old rakia echad yishlam alam rosh echad. This is another rakia, another heavens, it's above the heads of the chayos. Chayos, again, these level of malachim. D'ksev, d'mus al rosh echad, rakia kina kerech hanora. And d'mus, there was like this image of a Rosh Chaya that was on top of the heads of the Chaya Rikia of the heaven, Keina Kerech Hanora, like the Kerech Hanora, like the ice, the awesome ice. Adkan Yishlo Rishus Ladaber, only until this, so you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to speak about Mekan Ve'elich Ein Lecha Rishus Ladaber, only but from then on you're not allowed to talk anymore, meaning that's beyond our level, our that's what's called above. Shkain Kazab Sefer Sira, so it is written in the Sefer Ben Sira. Ben Sira is a Sefer was written around the times of Bayesheni. We learn about this in a few different Masechtas. Says the following line: "B'mufla mimcha al tijus, things that are separate from you, don't start darshaning them. B'mechusa mimcha al tachkor, and the things that are covered over from you, don't start investigating. B'mashe hor sheis lizboni, and the things that are mutter for you to learn, go for it. And elecha isik ministeris, so you don't have any business getting involved in things that are hidden." Okay, Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Let's talk about all the different heavens and how far they are. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, ma tshuva hashivasu bas kol oso Russia. What tshuva was given to that Russia, meaning Nebuchadnezzar? B'shosha Amar el albumse of Adam el Elyon, when he said, I'm going to go up to the top of the clouds. I'm going to be like the Elyon, the thing which is the most Elyon, all the way up. Things all the way up, meaning like he's trying to say he's going to be like Hashem. Yotza Baskal Varmelo, a heavenly voice came out and said, Russia ben Russia. Russia, the son of a Russia. What do you think you're going to be able to? Ben Benochel Nimrun a Russia, Shehimrid Kol Olam Kulo, Olav Malchusa. Doesn't mean, Tosas points, that doesn't mean literal. They actually weren't related, but in the way that they behaved. And Kamashino says, Shalom, you're telling me you're going to come all the way up to the heavens? He's serious. How long does a man live? Shivim Shana for 70 years. Shanemar Yemeshino Sanibam Shivim Shana. A person lived for 70 years. Vim Guvuru Shmonim Shana. If you're really strong, then you reach 80 years. Velumina Arts are the Rikia Mahalach Chamesh Meo Shana. How far is it to get to the heavens of heavens? All the way up? Well, just to get to the first heavens is 500 year travel. Velvio Shal Rikia Mahalach Chamesh Meo Shana. And then the thickness of each Rikia is 500 years. Vachain being Kol Rikia Verikia. And above them all are the Chayos HaKodesh. So we have 500 years in each one, times 9, right? Because you get to the first one, and the thickness of each one of them, till you get to the Chayos, which are the Malachim above that. Ragli HaChayos Keneged Kulam. The feet of them are the distance of all of them, which means like all of those combined before it. Kasule HaChayos Keneged Kulam. The ankles of them are connected kulam. Shokei achayos are connected kulam. Their thighs are connected kulam. Ruchuvei achayos are connected kulam. And the area above that of their part of their body, whatever that means, is above all of them. Yarchei achayos are connected kulam. And the part that's even above that is connected kulam. Gufei achayos are connected kulam. The part above that, which means you hit the body, like the main part of the body, that's above, that's connected kulam. Tzavrei achayos are connected kulam, right, the mid part of the body. Tzavrei achayos, the neck of them is connected kulam. Rochei achayos are connected kulam, the head of it is connected kulam. Karnei achayos are connected kulam, the horns of the chayos are connected kulam. The malam and kisei kavod, above that is kisei kavod. Ragla kisei kavod is connected kulam, just the legs of the heavenly throne is connected kulam. Kisei kavod is connected kulam, the kisei itself is getting kulam. Melech kel chay v'kayim rom v'nisa shochan aleim. And Hashem is above that. V'ato amarta elu albom se'av adam elyon. Who do you think you're going to go all the way up there? Achel she'ol tura el yarka se'bar. You know, you're going to the lowest of the low. In other words, you're going down to a pretty hot place. Okay. So, next part of the Mishnah we said. So, basically, you said it's pretty intense stuff we're talking about here to actually get to the Ribono Shalom, even Kisei HaKovod itself, let alone Hashem. Now, V'lo B'Merkava B'Yachad, next part of the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go and do Ma'aseh Merkava even with one person, unless that person is able to understand things on his own. Tani Rabbi Chia, Aval, Mos and Lo Roshei Prakim. You're allowed to give over like the headers, like the index. Rashi says Roshei Parshas is above, just the basics without actually delving into it. I'm Rav Zera. Ain mosid Roshei Prakim el Av Bezin. It can only be given over to Av Bezin. Only somebody whose heart is has worry inside of it. Rashi explains, Ve'enu mekil es rosho, he doesn't have kalas rosh. You get the irony. Some explain that what is it we're talking about? Who's shalibo doig bekirbo? It's not one person or the other person, right? Someone who's not bezin or somebody who's libo doig bekirbo, but it's actually a qualification of the first one. He has to be not bezin and libo doig bekirbo. Okay, let's get more. You don't give over the hidden parts of Torah except for those who have the five things. We're going to say them. We're going to explain them only on tomorrow's daf. Or maybe we'll get to it. I don't think so. Sar, chamishim, nesufanim, v'yoitz, v'chacham, charashim, and avon lachash. Okay, so sar chamishim means someone who's an officer of 50. Then you have Unaso upon him, someone who's looked up to, someone who's honored. V'yoit, someone who can give good advice. V'chacham, charashim, and someone who is charashim unavon lachash, a wise person who can give over, who can teach people that are wise, and someone who's unavon lachash, someone who is chacham v'navon, like someone who has an understanding of secret things, of things that are like whispered. Vam Rabbi Ami, ain't most in divrei Torah lo vi kachom, you're not allowed to give over divrei Torah to an ovi kachom, the guy, she never, the pasuk said, lo sachen lecho goy, mishotim bayi da umma. Right, that he gives us, is talking about to teach over all the mitzvahs to B'nai Israel. However, not to be done, lo sachen lecho goy, isn't do it for the other nations. The mishpatim bayi da umma, they're not supposed to know all the different laws. Next, Amar li Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan came to Rabbi Elazar, and he says, ta agmur, he says, I want to teach you Maisa Mirkavo. Again, stuff that I mentioned in Yecheskel, very deep Kabbalistic concepts. This is what Rav Yochanan said to his Talmud Rabbi Elazar, Amalei. So he says to back, Lo Kashoy. He says, Rabbi, I'm not old enough. Lo Zakantiyu, Rashi says, Lo Zakantiyu, but Libo Doig. I'm not at that level to Rabbi Degedi yet. Kikash, when he got old enough, Nachnaf Shab Yochanan, and Yochanan ended up dying. Amalei Rabbi Yasir, Yasir came along and he had learned, and he says, Okay, Ta'ag Vagmach Ba'isa Makaba, I'll teach it to you. Amalei, he says back to him, Izakai, if I would have been Zocha, Gemirsa Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach, I would have learned it from Yochanan, your Rabbi, and I wasn't Zocha, so therefore I'm not going to. It's fine. I'm not going to do it. Rabbi Yosef, have a gummy mice and recover. Rabbi Yosef, he knew mice and recover. Savi de Pumbadisa, have a tanu and mice and beratius. These are two different types of teachings. There's mice and recover and mice and beratius. So Rabbi Yosef knew mice and recover, and the other ones knew mice and beratius. And Rashi says, mice and recover, mice and beratius, braces. These are different braces. So Amule, so the people of Pampadisa, they said to Rav Yosef, Ligman learn Maisa Merkava. Let's learn Maisa, teach us Maisa Merkava. Amule says back to him, Agmun Li, Maisa Bereshis, you teach me Maisa Bereshis. Basa Dagmino Amule, after the wedding, they taught him Maisa Bereshis. They said to him, okay, Ligman learn Maisa but Maisa Merkava, now teach us Maisa Merkava. Amule said back to him, Tanina Baha, no, listen, we learned about this, that Devash V'chalav Tachas V'shanech, honey and milk under your tongue, Pasuk from Shir Shirim, which means Devarim Hamasukim Midvash, things that are sweeter than honey, V'chalav, and milk, that should be under your tongue, and I'm not able to go ahead and teach it to him. Mefarshim say, not because he was messing with them, but because rather he realized that they weren't necessarily fit to or the right stage to be able to learn it from him. Rabbi Avo Amr Mehacha, Rabbi says from the following pasuk that kivasim lilvushecha, from this pasuk we dash in devarim shehim kivshono shel olam yetachas avushcha, things that are the kivshono, which means the secrets of the world. You should keep them underneath your clothing. Rashi says, Sistro Shalolam, like the secrets of the world. Amulei, so then they said back to him, the Zikne Pumpadisa, they said, Taninan Behu Adva Yomer Eli Ben Adam. We learned all of the Psukim up until Yecheskel, until the second parak. So they learned the first parak. So Amulehu, he said back to him, oh, you learned all that? Hein Maisa Merkava. That is Maisa Merkava. And Rashi says, Im Ad Kan Shnisim Harbe Shnisim. If that's what you learned a lot. Just name it Kros Halalu. These two psukim over there at the end, that these are the ones that are very, very, like the very essence of it, that Chacham said not to go and teach them because of the fact that it talks about the tzura of the Shechinah Mareinu, some sort of form of Hashem, whatever that means. Right? So they said, you learned a lot. Meisei Frakta Gemara, Ad Heichan Meisei Merkava. Really, you're saying that that's they learned that, then they're good, then they learned it, most of it? But Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, where does it go until he says, Ad Va'era Basra, until the very end of the first parak, but not the very, very end, or almost at the end of it. Until it starts dealing with the chashmal, which means that you don't include the end of it. So why are you saying it's including it? Ad va'ir magmarina. No, what it means is that until you get to that, those psukim, you actually go ahead and teach it straight up. Mikan ve'elech masrinan Rashi Prakim, only then can you give over the Rashi Prakim. Ikadami, some explain the following. Ad ve'era masin Rashi Prakim, until ve'era they give Rashi Prakim, kan ve'elech, emu chacham, maybe midaito in ilolo. If he's chacham, he understands on his own, then yes, if not, then no. Do we even darshin b'chashmal altogether? Do we deal with that aspect of this these deep understandings of the Torah? Who yenuka the darsh b'chashmal? There was a young person, someone young who darshin b'chashmal. V'nafka nur v'chalte, and a fire came out and ate him. Right, he died. He says no, shining yenuka the lav mati zimne. He says no, he hasn't hit the proper time. He's not old enough to have done this. Amar Rav Yehuda Baram zacher oso ish letov. Let's remember the following person for good, because even the whole book of Yechezkel almost got banned. Hananya ben Chizkiah Shmo. His name is Hananya ben Chizkiah. Elmalehu. If not for him, Nignas, if Yechezkel, the whole book of Yechezkel would have been Nignas, would have been gone, would have been hidden away, would have been chucked. Rashi Shiyesh Besofa Devarim Bekarbano Shesosim Divrei Torah. There are things that are written in there that seem to go against the words of the Torah. That says the Gemara itself. Shai Dvar, so some Dvar Torah. They have stuff in there that goes ahead against the Heiliga Torah Chalila. Ma Asa, so what did he do? Halulo Shloshmeos Garbe Shemin. They brought him 300 Garbe Shemin, Rashi says, Lahadlik, in order to light, like barrels of oil, in order to sit and just steig. V'yoshav Aliyah, Joshua, he sat up in his upper chambers, in his upper attic, and his upstairs, Joshua, and he started to darshan in order to figure it out. How everything worked, and he put everything together to make it work. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'isa B'tina Kecha, the story about a child, Shahaya Kori, B'Beis Rabba, B'Sefer Yecheskel. He was learning about the stuff that was in Yecheskel. V'haya Mavin, V'haya Mavin B'Chashmal. And he was looking into, it says, Lidro Shmao, to understand what's going on. V'yotza Eish B'Chashmal, Usrafto. Fire came out and burned him. They want to go and be gonies to Sefer Yecheskel. So what happened? Amar lehem Hananya ben Chizkiah says, "Im ze chacham." He says, "If he was a chacham, I call chacham meim." Like what? This kid. Let's say he was on such a high darga, but are all kids on such a darga? Doesn't make sense that they would have done it in the first place. In which case, don't worry about it. Let's just leave it. Then I can have a kid like this. My chashmal. So what does it mean, chashmal? Amar Rav Yehuda. We're talking about chashmal this time. What is it? So says Rav Yehuda. Beep. Turn the page. Yod Gimel Amud Beis Chayos Eish Memalalos. Rashi says what that means is that Eish Yotze Midibura, and fire comes out of their mouth when they would speak. So it was the Eish Memalalos, like we see in Unculus, that Ruach Memalala. It is a means like to speak. So Chashmal is this concept of Eish and Memalal. B'masni Satana, we learned in a Braisa Itim. Chashos itim memalalos. What it means is, it means that there are times to actually be quiet, chash, and there are times to speak to memalal. B'shoshet yibi yotze mibiyakadosh baruch hu, chashos. At the time when Hashem is speaking, they're quiet. B'shoshet yibi yotze mibiyakadosh baruch hu, we're not, then memalos, and they go out and they speak. Now we're going to break down a bunch of different psukim that are found in Yeheskel. The chayos running back and forward like that of Buzok, says Zi Gemara. Rashi first explains what that means is that they stick their heads out from underneath the rakia, hanotoi lamala mershan, that's above their heads, v'chozos v'machnisos, so then they're going to put it right back, v'mora ha-shchina, because of the fear of the shchina, v'mihiros, very quick, v'karitza, v'shiva, shalahav, like this flame, ayotzi v'pia bezek, it looks like lightning that's going back and forth. My ruts of a shov, says the Gemara, what does that mean? That they're running back and forth. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Ka'or HaYosef Yipi HaKivshan. It's like the fire that comes out of the kishan, out of the furnace. The fire that comes out of the mouth of the kishan, the furnace. Frak the Gemara, my Gemara, Buzzuk, what does that mean? Like it looked like Buzzuk. I'm Rabbi Yosef Berchanina, Ka'or HaYosef Yipi HaKharasim. It's like the fire that goes between the, like, Kharas is pottery, so the pieces of pottery. Rashi explains that when they would refine gold, what they did is that this piece of pottery had lots of holes on it that they covered over onto the coals where the gold was, and the stuff would be shooting out through the holes, and that's what it means when it says this lashon. Next pasuk we're going to darshan is Va'ir v'hinei ruach sa'ara ba'am min atzafon. I saw and v'hinei, behold, there was a sa'ara, a storm, ba'am min atzafon coming from the north. Rashi explains this is mi'bavel, shubitzafon, which is in the north. Anan gadol ve'esh mislakachas. There was a big cloud with a esh mislakachas, a fire that was flashing. V'noga lo saviv, and there was very intense light that was around it, and from the inside of it, there was like the color of the chashmal from the middle of the fire. Lehichan also, to where did it go? Rashi says, "My boyahos," it means lama hachal above. Why did it go there? But the actual words of the Gemara is that lehichan azal. One second, we got ourselves a bach in the scene. Mitocha ish lehichan. Okay, one second. My boy Hossam, yeah, it's the boxes. What's it? Why do I want to go there? Amar of Yudam Rav, come to Yudam, says, Halach Lichvo, she's called Olam Kulo Tachas Nebuchadnezzar. Russia, it went to go out and be Kovish to conquer the entire world and give it to Nebuchadnezzar, the Russia. The Kokach Lama, why is it that that happened? They went to Nebuchadnezzar, Shalom Yom Umas Olam, Biad Uba Shefalam, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Banav. So that the people of the world shouldn't say that in a lowly nation, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over his children. Tosas points out that this is behind who kipirish dahida amr begitin kol amitzah liyisrael nasa rosh. Anyone who's going to be causing pain to the Jewish people became a rosh kloma kfar nasa rosh kodem shemitz alhem. They became a rosh beforehand, so they should be the Jewish people got taken by people that are chashav. Abba kodesh baruch hu. Me gar says Hashem. Me garim li shaya shamish laov de psilim. Who caused me to be a shamish to go out and to serve idolaters? Avanoseim shall Yisrael hein garim li. These are the sins of the Jews that caused me to do it. In other words, caused me to cause them to become great, to become big, and that serves them. Back into the pesukim. Va'ira achayos. I saw the chayos. V'hine ofan echad ba'aretz etzel achayos. As in the different malachim there, like ofanim, that ofan echad was on the aretz, but next to the chayos. Amr Balazar, malach echad shu omid ba'aretz. This means that there was a malach who stands on the aretz, which means stands on the ground. And the rosh amagye to the chayos, but its head reaches all the way to the chayos. We taught that Sandalfon, his name was Sandalfon, and Bach changes to Vigavoa. And his gavoa mechavero mahalach chamesh meoshana is taller than his friends 500 years. Vomid acharei merkava, he stands behind the merkava. The kosher ksarim lekono, and he's tying crowns for his kono, for his maker, meaning for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tosso says, where did it come from? Where was he sewing it from? Mitfilasin shel sadikim u'osataras, from the tefillos of the tzaddikim he was making. He's making crowns. Frank the Gemara, ain't he? Really? You're going to tell me that he's going ahead and making these crowns for Hashem? You think he even knows where he is in the first place? Where is he? Even know where Hashem is. V'aksiv baruch kvod Hashem mimkomo. Michlal dimkomo leka diadale. That he doesn't even know where Hashem is. So I go, he's making crowns for Hashem. And it says the Gemara, da amar, shame ataga. What do you used to say? The shame of the first. She said on the taga, on the crown. And then v'alzav yasav reishe, it would just shoot up and go ahead and go where it's got to go. That's what happened. He was just making it. It would just come. Rashi says, "Ela dekasher lekeser mashbia b'shem b'furish va'azal tana." Sorry, this is the Bach. Tug of Yosef b'duchte. So he would just say the shame and it would jump there. Okay, Amar Rava. Not only is the stuff mentioned, it wasn't only Yecheskel that saw the Ma'aseh Merkava and all the Shtikl Torah, but also Yeshaya saw it, as it says, "Kol shero Yecheskel ro Yeshaya." Everything Yecheskel saw, Yeshaya saw also. So Lama Yecheskel Dome, what's Yecheskel compared to? Leben Kfar Shiro Samelech, like a villager that saw the king. Lama Yeshaya Dome, what's Yeshaya to? Leben Krach Shiro Samelech, the person who lives in the city who saw the king. It was much more in detail found in Yecheskel because he was someone who wasn't used to these type of stuff, so therefore he explained it much more, as opposed to Yeshaya, who was compared to Ben Krach, the villager who saw the king. He was more common to see it, so therefore he wrote it in more short form. Amar Reish Lakish, my dechsev. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk Hashira Hashem Kigalga? What does that mean? Hashira Hashem Kigalga. I'm going to sing to Hashem. They see he is exalted above the exalted. Shira Lemi Shemizgoy Alegeim. I'm going to sing upon the one who is exalted upon those that are exalted. Amar Mar Melech Shemachayos Ari. The king of the animals is the lion. Roar. Rashi's Ve'ilu Arba Osan Mikisei Vulamala Mehen. All these are on the Kisei Akavod, and Hashem is above all these. So we have the Melech Shabachazari. Melech Shabahemas Shor is an ox. Melech Shabahophus Nesher, the eagle. The other Miskayaleim, and that person, he's above all of them. Akavis Brokum is Gal Kulan. Akol Olam Kulo, he's above all of that. We have one of the psukim which says that the demus penem, that which looked like the demus, the appearance of their penem, of their faces were penem adam, was that of a person. Penem aryeh el hayamin larba asam, and the lion's face to the right of the four, penem shor me'as small larba asam, and it was on the left. And then we have the eagle was the last one. Uksiv, we have another one that says, arba panem echad, that there was four faces. Pnei Echad, Pnei Kruv. One of them was a Kruv. Pnei Asheni, Pnei Adam. Shlishis, Pnei Aryeh, Varavi, Pnei Nesher. Yidu Shor, Loka Chashim. We don't have Shor mentioned over there. Amrei Shlokish, really there was a Shor, but they got rid of it and put a Kruv instead. Amrei Shlokish, Chesko Bikish, Alev Rachamim, he davened for mercy. V'havchu l'kruv, it switched over to be a Kruv. Amrei Lefanov, he says, Ribona Shalolom. Kategar, yes, a Sanegar. You're going to have a Kategar that's going to go become a Sanegar, something which is a prosecutor, is going to end up being a defender. I don't want you to be reminded of the Egel Azov. So what happened? He said, okay, and he switched it to a Kruv. My Kruv, what's a Kruv? Amrei Vavo, Kravya. This should be a throwback, my friends. We learned this in Sukkah. If you remember back in Sukkah, Dav Hey, we're dealing with the different sizes, measurements. Kravya, Shekane, Bebavel, Korin, Leonuka, Ravya. What they called them, Bavel, was a child, is called a Ravya. Amler, Pabla, Abai, Elamiata, Lasev. Okay, what do we do with the following apostle? Pnei Echad, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Hashem, Pnei Adam, Ashlisha, Pnei Aryeh, Vavir, Pnei Nasher, Hainu, Pnei Kruv, Hainu, Pnei Adam. So that means you have a face of a person and a face of a baby. Is that the same thing? Says, no, Api Ravri, Api Zutra. One of them is bigger, one of them is smaller. That is, a person is bigger, and their child is smaller. Okay. Another pasuk, we have pasukim that say, Kosev Echad, Omer, pasuk says, Sheish Kenefayim, the Echad. Each of the Malachim, they had six wings. And then, Kosev Echad, Omer, another one says, Ve'arba panim le'echas, Ve'arba Kenefayim le'echas lehem. That each one had four faces, and each had four wings. Hold on. Six wings or four wings? Lokasha, Kam, Shvish, Amigos, Kaim. One is talking about the time the Beis Hamikdash was around. Rashi says that Bimei Yeshaya Hoya Mikdash Kaim, Bimechono, and Ubin Yechaskel Kfar Giazman Shiyecharov, Vinismata Pamalia Shamaila, and it went down the Pamalia Shamaila. The heavenly hosts lost certain levels. So the times of Yeshaya, it ended up being that it was that in the Chanami there was the Beis Hamikdash, they had six. And Khan, that was Yeshaya speaking, by Yecheskel, different pasuk, says, Sheim Beis Hamikdash Kaim, they were on Beis Hamikdash, Kivyachos, Nismatu Khan, Ve'echayos, it's like they lost a level of their wings. So which ones did they lose? So we know they had six wings. So which ones did they end up losing? Amrav Chanan Amarav, Osin Shomos Shira Behan, the ones that they say Shira with. Apparently they say Shira with their wings. Ksivach, because one pasuk says, Uvishtaim Yofe Fakar Zel Zev Yamar, and two of them, they would fly and would call out the other one and say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So Ksiv, Soyef Einecha Bo Ve'einenu, that you put your eyes on it, but it's gone. So they had these wings that were used to fly and to sing, and those they lost. Says Rabbanan, they say, no, it's the one that covered their legs. That was when they was gone. She remembers the pasuk says, for Aglaim regularly shower, their legs were a straight leg. Then if it wasn't the fact that they lost their wings, I mean, how would we know what their legs looked like if the wings are covering over? Says Gemara, that's not right, because Dilma de Iglai Vachazile. Maybe it was just, what happened was, is they were, the wings moved to drop, and Yecheskel was able to see what's going on. If you don't want to say that, Udamus Penei and Penei Adam, they saw their face was the face of a human. And it said that they lost their wings over there. So they were lost by their legs and by their face. Must be that part was covered over the legs, but it just opened up a little bit, and he's able to see. So we're into the same thing. That's what happens. No, can't be. It makes sense that the face is going to be seen in front of your Rav. It's revealed. It's open. But it doesn't make sense that they would show reveal their feet in front of their master, in front of Hashem. So it must be that they lost the wings that were covering over the feet. It says, Elif Alfim Yisham Shunei Yisham Shunei Veriba Rivavan Kadamoa Yikumun.
there were a thousand thousands that were serving Hashem, and that a myriad, that's 10,000s, were standing in front of him. Because of Echad Amen, another Pasuk says, Hayesh Mispar L'Gdudav, is there a number to their Gdudav, to their to the troops? There's no count, can't even count. So which one? Can you count or can you count? Lokasha. Kam is Mishamim is Kayim. Once talking about the Mishamim was Kayim, and that's when they had no count to them. Kam is Manshem is Kayim. And those are Mishamim Gdas, all of a sudden, Rashi says, Bibi Daniel Kvar Charva Bias, and this is a Pasuk in Daniel. So therefore, the Mishamim is destroyed. Kiviachus is Bata Pamali Shamala. The glory of the heavenly legions and hosts were lowered, diminished. The actual number went down. Another answer, Tanya will enter the bright, said Rebbe Yomi Misham Abi Yossi Ben Dusai, that Elif Alfin Misham Shune is Mispar Gedud Echad, only one of the troops, that's how many were in there, Elif Alfin. Well, the Gedud Avin is Mispar, but there was no end to the count of how many troops there were. Rebbe Yomi Barabba Amar, another answer, says Elif Alfin Misham Shune Linhar Dinar. That's talking about the river of fire, that there was this some sort of river of fire. Rashi says, the high crow, Nami Gabi Nahar Dinor, that's where it says it. Shenemar, Nahar Dinor, Negade Venafik Min Kodamoi, Elif Alfin Shamshuni, that there was a Nahar, there was this river of fire that was flowing in front of him, and a thousand thousands were serving. Veribe Rivan Kodamoi, Yukuman, and there was 10,000 that were standing in front of him. Meheicha Nafik, where did this fire come from, this river of fire shoot out of? Says the Gemara, first the Bach switches it, said over here, that Meheicha Nafik, Amar of Yirmi Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Mizeyasan Shel Chayos. It came from the sweat of these Chayos, of these angels. Uleheichan Shafik, where does it pour to? Amar Sister Bartubi, Amar Rav, Arosh Rishayim beGehenim, unto the head of the heads of the Rishayim in Gehenim. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Hinei Saris Hashem, Chema Yatzav Asar Mischolel, Al Rosh Rishayim Yachol. All this comes to the Rosh of Rishayim, to the heads of the wicked. Ravachab Yaakov Amar, Al Asher Kumtu. Which is where we're going to leave off, my friends, right now, continuing with this pshat. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem Yizburach. I want to, till then, I'll, have a great day. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.